Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. So last week I finished boxing in a garden in my backyard, and I look forward to planting some seeds. Though I know what happens after I put those seeds in the dirt, I get impatient as I wait for results that I cannot contribute to beyond that initial seeding. And Jesus understands this as he uses a similar illustration with the parable of the seed growing. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." Now Jesus is telling this parable to his disciples, future church planters who are going to spread the gospel far and wide. But Jesus is saying the work of the kingdom is difficult and requires patience. Adoniram Judson was America's first foreign missionary to Burma, and he understood this. Actually, Judson was trying to get to India, but the War of 1812 between Britain and America forced him to abandon that. So he found out that Felix Carey, son of the famous missionary, was in Burma, so he rerouted. Judson thought he could plant churches in Burma with Felix. But he arrived to find that Felix had not made a single convert. And soon after Judson's arrival, Felix abandoned him. Here Judson was, in a foreign land, cut off from America, and he didn't even know the language. You know what happened then? It got worse. In the 6 years it took him to learn the language and make a single convert, he saw multiple children and fellow missionaries die. And just when he thought he was finally making inroads with folks, war broke out between Burma and Britain. And to the Burmese, there's no real difference between an American and an Englishman. So they put Judson in a moving death camp. And he was actually the sole Westerner to survive it. And his survival was largely due to Anne, his pregnant wife, who followed him around, constantly bringing him food and medicine. For 2 years, Adoniram slept on a hard and lumpy pillow, purposely made to be undesirable so it wouldn't get stolen, because inside it was hidden the only existent copy of the New Testament in the Burmese language, a project that had taken Adoniram years and was nearly lost time and again. But then he was finally released to begin laboring again. And then it got worse. Anne died, along with their new child. How often in that first dozen years do you think Adoniram doubted his kingdom labors? If you read his journals, he often doubted that what he was doing would produce anything. But he kept attending to Jesus' words and not what he saw in the world. He took in what Jesus taught in this parable of the scattering seed, which told him he was called to humble himself and await the harvest. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground, and after that, all the farmer does is sleep at night and rise at day. That's how much the farmer contributes to the growth. Oh, and Jesus adds he's completely clueless to what goes on. When someone says to the farmer, "Wow, how did that great harvest happen?" He doesn't brag, but he shrugs and says, "I don't know." Jesus is saying that the kingdom does not depend on human effort, and human insight can't figure out how it grows. Here is a call to be humble and wait. Which is not easy when we live in an age where we want instant results. We want results yesterday. Our society expects instant results, and I can find myself falling into this trap as a church planter. I spread the seed through preaching, devotionals, Bible studies, and I wait to see the growth. I become like an impatient child. "God, why is this taking so long? Where are the results of my labor?" But we're called to be patient because the kingdom of God does not work like that. Our place in the story is to be humble planters who wait and trust God to do the work. God is the one who causes the growth, and we are called to seed and believe. We cannot grow churches in America any more than Judson could in Burma. I think there's application here for you parents, maybe grandparents. You're called to scatter the gospel seeds in the lives of your children, but no matter how hard you try, you cannot produce one bud of faith in their lives. God calls you to humbly sow and wait, and to be all right when Jesus says, "Hey, this may take a while. First comes the blade, that little bit of green that's not too much to get excited about, and then one day the ear. But you still have to wait. No fruit yet. And finally, in God's season, glorious grain. That is how the kingdom of God works. How do I know? Because you and I are on the other side of the world as part of a growing harvest. The gospel started with Jesus' disciples here, and it's been spreading across the globe for now 2,000 years. God will bring in his kingdom here on earth. This parable shows the inevitable progression of the kingdom of God from total hiddenness to glorious manifestation to promise fulfilled. 2,000 years tells us that it is steady, but it is not instant. So keep spreading the word, my friend, and pray that God will give it the growth. And give thanks to God that he was patient with you. Remember who you are and who you belong to.